So therefore, when we get it, we had a Yehuda, if you have a Shabbos, and Chashaycha, and Lushan, and Chashaycha, and Gomen, you will have to give over a letter to a Goy to deliver, even if you're giving it right before Shabbos, meaning that he will, or there's a good chance he'll be doing the Lachas on Shabbos, but still permitted. Why? Because you're not telling him to do it after Shabbos, he can deliver it after Shabbos, and you're also giving him a salary for doing it. Since he's getting wages for it, then we say the Goy is going for his profit, not just doing it as Shabbos. He has to be crazy, dumb, and you have to give him a certain, make him certain wages that you'll give him for this. The fact that it mentions a letter, it's not like a letter, it's any type of work you give to the Goy to complete, and he may work on Shabbos, you have to these conditions. He doesn't have to do Dafka on Shabbos, and you also set up a wages in advance. Yeah, Mishavu says there are other types of work that you give to a Goy before Shabbos, even if you did not make this pizza, this specific price, if he could get to that place and have it finished before Shabbos, then it's permitted. So this is the thing that we need to teach you, is in case we're giving some right before Shabbos, and there's a chance of him looking around for this guy on Shabbos, and people go, ooh, and this guy sent a shliach to send a letter on Shabbos. But if you don't have those factors, you gave me some work to do, and you can finish it before Shabbos, then you don't need this extra thing of teaching. As I said before, that you cannot give him something before Shabbos in a fashion that you're clearly telling him to go on Shabbos, even if you don't see those words, but to do a 12-hour delivery service, 5 minutes before Shabbos. So he's definitely going to be doing that Shabbos, it's all to us. You have to give it in a fashion that it's possible that he will not do it on Shabbos. The Imloy Kotzas, if he didn't make a specific price, but then Imloy Kviya Beidaya, if you're not a special person who's in charge of the post, you know, the Beidaya was the place where all the letters were brought to this person, and then he delivers it, postmaster. So if you don't have this person in the town, most of the Moser, also the Sloch Afilim Yom Rishon. So this is a big chumra, which you don't have by other situations. The idea with the letter is that the guy who's delivering the letter, if he's delivering on Shabbos, and he has a hard time finding the address, he goes from one person to the next, you know this guy, even if he basically was more of a Pearson, that a Jew sent this guy to deliver the letter. And therefore, he doesn't want to rely on the fact that I sent him even a few days before Shabbos, unless there's something that indicates that he's not just my shliach, he's doing it for his better interest, which is these two things. Kotzas is one option. We know that he has wages for this, and he's just working to get his wages. Or if he wasn't kotzas, if you have his beidar, then the beidar knows where everybody lives, and that's his job to deliver the meal, so people understand that I didn't just make a guy, person a shliach, to deliver a meal, my meal. His job is to take care of the meal. So if you have that big door, it's permitted. So basically, nowadays, this halacha doesn't really apply. Number one is you put a stamp on the letter, that's already like a cost after making it for the price, and you also have a big door. If you have this big door, you can send even the letter Shabbos. So who she has shoes by yoin, today she yufa lagiel and buys it on the choyma. What is the mechavet? It has to be this delivery person who can get to the first house in the city of the one who's going to receive the letter. He has to be able to get into that city before Shabbos. So I must say, Yesh Matim, I feel like Kostas, you look at me, they got the Moses. Some of them after the devil is the Tavid. The Shachal Yom Chamishu, according to the Chayin, another thing it says, there's no such a thing as we ask of giving over something to a Goy from the beginning of the week. As long as you're giving before Erev Shabbos, you're giving Thursday or earlier, then you don't need any Atayra. Why? Because you didn't tell him to go on Shabbos, and if it's close to Shabbos, there's a reasonable chance that it was delivered on Shabbos, and you have this Shabbos that people are going to think that you sent it. But if it's more than that, more than one day, then after the kach, you don't have to be choishish, and it doesn't look so much like he sent him. People know they sent him already from Thursday. It looks like he wanted him to get there before Shabbos.